That's the Band of the Month alumni. Everybody left in the zone at 91.3 with the song Down to Ride. My name is John. It is 10 minutes past 12. And as I said not long ago, Eric from the band coming in to join me. How are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Very good. We've got a guest. We have Linnea with us as well.
Hi.
Linnea looked at me very frumpy a minute ago, which is like, why are you putting this microphone in my face? I have a colouring book to accomplish here. John, go away. Do you want to...
Well, she's colouring Ed Bain.
Can you... You're going to... No?
No.
Anything you want to add before we leave you to the colouring? You don't...
Nah, she's good.
Nothing. You got nothing you want to add at all? No?
Great radio.
But you've moved the colouring book away now and put your hands down as if you're part of the conversation. Do you want to get involved? But you're smiling and shaking your head no at the same time. You're cheeky. Cheeky little bugger. Jeez. All right, well, look, you keep laughing and have fun. I didn't mean to interrupt your colouring. Keep doing those jeans blue. That is blue, right? Oh, I can't get a single word.
Well, I'm training her for her future in the music industry.
What, just to be snobby and not talk to anyone?
get the rock star going in early.
That's brilliant. Thanks for joining in with the laugh, Linnea. That's great. All right, everybody left. That's what we're talking about, Eric. You've been a band for 10 years?
Hard to believe, but yeah.
How do we sum up the last 10 years?
We're not your typical band. We don't. It took us 3 years to get on the stage. We were focused in the studio for most of that and getting the songs right. And eventually we got out to the stage and I guess that was 2009.
Yeah.
And then the next year you guys welcomed us on the air with Down to Ride. And we've had a couple of personnel changes. Nothing too drastic. It's still the main core people.
So we're celebrating then 10 years of everybody left tomorrow night at Anion down on Discovery Street.
Yeah, one of the most unique venues in town. Outside under the stars, right up against the wall at Sports Traders. Rest in peace. But the great guys, Nick and Paul down there, they're not really a venue. They're a surf shop. They build surfboards every day. But they like putting on parties.
And I think zoners that might have partaken in a bit of Rifflandia the last few years, they'll be familiar with that down there. Mm-hmm. It's a new stage the last few years. And when it first came about, it was like, let's just put some speakers here. And then the second year, it was like, this was colossal last year. Let's build a wall around it for Rifflandia. So it's a great little venue. Hi, how are you still colouring over there? Doesn't talk to me, does she? No, that's all right. That's fine. But so you've got a bit of a loaded bill here. So break it down for us.
Well, we had Echo Nebraska on the bill. They're still on the poster and the ticket. A sec.
What do you need help with? Pass me that.
Okay, Echo Nebraska had to pull out of the show. They had a medical emergency, so we got Jake McFadden filling in for them. And Sex Weather going to join us in support, too.
All right, don't say that again because Linnea is just to our left. We don't want to get that word in our head, too. She's too concentrating on... So is that okay? I closed the crayons for you? You wanted it closed? But now you want to open again, don't you? That's just the way kids are.
Never satisfied.
So $15 pre-sale for these tickets. I'm making a blog about it now at thezone.fm/now, which has also got in your teaser video for the new record in there. So what can you tell me about this that I've been flipping lambasting you about the last few months?
We got the new album ready to go. We're going to debut it at this show. We're not going to have copies available yet. It's going to be released later on towards the end of the summer. But we're going to play the new album front to back. And along with some of the older stuff, we're going to be filming for a music video too. And hopefully the weather holds up.
No, sure, it'll be fine. And you got some beers down there from Phillips or what?
Yeah, Phillips. They're right across the fence from the...
Can you stop kicking everything in here, young lady? Quit kicking everything.
She's a drummer.
I don't know if you can hear all the noises. That's just Linnea running around and destroying everything she possibly can now that the crayons are back in the packet. Don't press that button. Thank you.
Usually that triggers the button press.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm not sure what's gone on the last couple of minutes.
The teaser video you asked about.
Yes, the teaser video. Yes. Okay.
Well, you called this out on the air.
Yeah, and you've put that in it.
I did.
Part of the album. I didn't know it was going to happen.
Well, it's for the, it's a teaser for the new album, but it's attached to the video album for the previous stuff.
Why'd you make everything with all these old school pictures? You don't want anyone to know what you guys look like?
Keep the mystery.
Yeah? It's all old school sort of stock footage of variable things. I mean, people riding their bikes, people eating a sandwich, there's all sorts of stuff in there.
I feel like a DJ remixing old stuff and It was it's kind of difficult to get us all together to make a typical music video, so yeah. I took it upon myself to put those together.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw all this on the zone.fm/now. Any last words, Linnea? Any last words? We're going to wrap this interview up now. I just wanted to make sure if you had anything you wanted to say that we could say it.
What's your favorite song, Linnea?
X's and O's.
Your favorite song is what?
X's and O's.
Why do you like Elle King? The lady that sings it.